This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two significant fires started burning Thursday in hot temperatures and wind. The South Rim Fire at the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park was sparked by lightning and has burned more than 1,600 acres. The park is closed until further notice. A second fire near Buena Vista has burned about 60 acres, enforced evacuations, and destroyed at least two homes. It's unclear what started that fire. The man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at peaceful marchers in Boulder could stand trial for hate crimes as early as September. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The marchers gathered in May as part of a regular walk to raise awareness for Israeli hostages held by Hamas. And prosecutors say that Mohammed Soleiman yelled "Free Palestine" when he threw Molotov cocktails into the crowd. And he told investigators later that he wanted to kill all Zionist people. So Soleiman is facing both federal hate crime and state-level assault and murder charges. One of the victims recently died. On Thursday, a federal judge said that the hate crime trial would be delayed if new charges related to the death are filed by the government. For now, Soleiman's federal trial is scheduled to start after Labor Day and last about a month. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says Coloradans who want to delete their genetic data from the company 23andMe should do so now. A bankruptcy court recently approved the sale of the DNA testing company to a new owner. Weiser and several other state attorneys general worked during the bankruptcy case so that consumers had the option to permanently delete their genetic and personal data. And this is CPR News. Hot weather across Colorado today with high fire danger for much of the state. Denver could see storms with rain likely tonight. Metro highs in the mid to upper 80s. In Grand Junction, highs near 100 degrees.